It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chad Summers. Today is January 2nd. 2026. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Hope you had a good New Year's Eve, or yeah, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Moving right along here. 2026. Holy cow. Time is a flying. Let's jump right into the birthdays. Carrera, 58. I guess she was in Wayne's World, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is 57. Also on this day in history, 1890, a 19.2-foot alligator was shot in Louisiana by Edward Avery McIlhenny. That's terrifying. I'll be honest with you. That is absolutely terrifying. And those size alligators are out there today, trust me. 1967, Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the governor of California. That's right. And in 2004, NASA's Stardust collected grains from the comet Wild 2. The comet contained glycine, an essential building block of life. All right, let's jump right into the news. This one from Newsmax. Elon confirms he's all in, quote, to finance GOP for midterms. All right, well, yeah, he was, you know, he was a big part of the Trump campaign with the Doge thing. And I think he's terrified about this Mamdani mayoral election thing of New York City. And that's why he's in the news. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. He cannot be the president though, because he's not American. This one from CNN, suspected mountain lion attack in Colorado leaves woman dead. Now, this is somewhat rare, but it happens. They're out there. I think people underestimate like how many wildcats there are in the United States. We often think of wildcats being like in Africa and Asia and stuff. But here's a list of some cats that I made that we have right here in the States that could be dangerous. Obviously the mountain lion, but cougars, pumas, bobcats, lynx. So yeah, and the I guess the Black Panther is a puma, but Colorado has 4,000 mountain lions. That's crazy. I guess they feed on elk and deer mainly, and sometimes your dog. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Here's one from Fox. Musician alleges Will Smith engaged in, quote, grooming behavior after hotel room encounter. Well, you know, that's not good. Well, he's already like fallen from grace, right? So I don't know. His reputation can't get much worse. But apparently it was a violin player that he hired. I guess he was, I don't know, we'll just say, I don't know what happened, just mistreated. And he went to Will Smith and complained about it, and he got fired. Will fired him. So that's why, that's the root of this lawsuit. We'll see how that plays out. We're definitely going to follow that. Here's one from Newsmax. Swiss resort. You heard about this Swiss resort fire over New Year's Eve. Swiss resort fire kills about 40 injured. See, I think they're still finding people, to be honest with you. And then injured 115. Not good. Not good. That's very sad. They're supposed to be having the time of their lives, celebrating the new year. And then all hell breaks loose and a bunch of people die. Not cool. Not cool at all. Here's one from TMZ. Donald Trump vetoes exercise from his life. Well, I mean, he's not the most fit guy, right? I mean, it is what it is. That's obvious. But he's not just disgusting either, you know. But Trump said, quote, "To walk on a treadmill or run on a treadmill for hours and hours like some people do, that's not for me." Quote, "I just don't like it. It's boring." You know, dude doesn't have time to do that. There's just no way he has time to sit. You know, Biden could have because he didn't do shit. Right? But Trump, he's doing all these things. It's like, holy hell, how do you have time to do all this stuff? I know obviously he has people, you know, but still you gotta tell all these people, delegate all these things, and I don't know. I don't think he does have time to do that stuff. But I feel the same way. I'm not like if I'm gonna get exercise, I'm gonna do it playing a sport or something. You know, surfing or rowing or hockey, whatever. TMZ, Tommy Lee Jones' daughter found dead at San Francisco hotel. I guess this was a swanky, they called it a swanky hotel, the Fairmont. But that's what these celebrity kids do. They don't have any ambition, right? You know, it's just like, yeah, I'm just going to do drugs and be rich and be lazy. And why would they have any ambition? They've already got tons of money. You know, there's this old term that when they're born, they're members of the Lucky Sperm Club. Well, I don't know how lucky it is. You know, I'd rather be ambitious and have purpose in life than just rich and on drugs. You know, I don't know. A lot of them are very lost, to be honest with you. All right, this one regarding the Minnesota Somalian daycare fraud from Fox. Journalist says he's been told he'll be, quote, perked after exposing alleged daycare scheme. Well, you know, I'd find out who told him that and. Because that's a threat right there, and that's a felony, I believe. But here's a subheading. Nick Shirley, he's like a college-age dude, young feller, says harassment extends to his family in wake of video documenting alleged widespread fraud, a state-funded at state-funded centers. So, yeah, this guy... He broke a lot of this stuff, and he was on the PBD podcast, and he seems like a nice dude, but I guess one of the daycares was called Quality Learning Center, and it was spelled Leering. They let the N out, but he had a hoodie that had that on there, like a graphic on there. But yeah, you know, these journalists that expose this stuff, they are sticking their necks out there, aren't they? Kind of scary. I hope he stays safe, you know. But we need people out there to expose this fraud. It's disgusting. I heard something about this headline this morning or that, like, Washington State had, like, over 500 daycare, like, Somalian daycare centers, and you know, it's just like, okay, we're gonna have to check every one of those. And there was one daycare in Minnesota that in 2025 received $1.9 million. So you know, you can just see the potential. That's our tax dollars going to that stuff. Where the hell's, where's that money going? This is sickening. Here's one from Newsmax. Russia asked U.S. to stop chasing tanker in Venezuela's area. So, you know, if you've been following what the U.S. has been doing down in Venezuela, we've been confiscating oil tankers and seizing oil tankers. And basically, we're keeping the oil. I think we're keeping the tankers and the oil. It's really kind of crazy, but they've been following one that was named Bella One, and apparently it was an Iranian tanker, and they refused to be boarded by, I believe, the Coast, is either the Coast Guard or the Navy, and they have changed their flag and their country of origin to Russia, and now the vessel is named Marinera, and it is flying a Russian flag. And Russia is now asking us to stop trying to board their vessel and confiscate it. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. That kind of is intertwined with, you know, our relations with the Ukraine-Russia talks. So, like I said, we'll see how that plays out. We'll let you know. Here's one from Good News Network. This is great news. This is not just good news. And you know what? We will get to that after I say these brief comments here. Subscribe to the show and click on all the stuff that helps the show. We're actually going to upgrade the show to a YouTube show. Not just YouTube, but any platforms that have video capabilities. And so climb aboard here, subscribe, click thumbs up, like, whatever it is on that the platform that you're at that, you know, supports the show. None of it costs money, so just do it. But here we go. Good News Network. Today we're going to call it Great News Network. Swearing can actually be good for you, according to new research. Yes, that is great news. These squares that don't swear, see? Yeah, it's hurting them. I'm just going to read like the first couple lines of this. Dropping an F-bomb can boost your performance by helping you feel stronger, more focused, and disinhibited, say scientists. Most who curse like a sailor, me, know that letting out a swear word in a moment of frustration can feel good. Now, new research by psychologists suggests that it really can be good for your well-being. Awesome. I feel like dropping an F-bomb right now, but I'm not going to because this is a family show. But anyways, we are going to call that an episode. I hope you literally survived the new year, or last year, however you want to put it. But yeah, I hope, you know, we got another one under our belt. I hope we get more good ones under our belt now and in the future, and live long and prosperous. Until the next episode, which will be next Friday, maybe Tuesday, we'll see. Keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.